So it's a big schuss that we asked Rabbi Shrek, who we used to seal in more often, come in the afternoons here, now is being continuing his Kavaldik Arbat Satara in his Kehila there, but we asked him to come in Mechazik Ar Oilam, and as always we are eager to hear the Divrei Chizuk from Rabbi Shrek. Thank you very much.
So I had the schuss to learn here a number of years ago and first thing I walked in now, see it's mamish lichtig, it's mamish the much more lichtig than it was growing. Baruch Hashem, outside it looks like this is like a bar mitzvah, some Shabbat brachos, all the cars that are parked, Baruch Hashem, a full base medrash. It's an amazing thing, and the chashuv Rosh HaKoyel and the tzibur should be zeichet to weiter be chazik Torah in South Florida, be marbitz Torah. And Tav Shabbat Dal should be a year where the coffers are overflowing. There is a shchuna, there's a neighborhood in Yerushalayim called Ramot Polin. Ramot. And there is a Biyana Shtibel in Ramot Polin. A Biyana Shtibel. And it was during Kriyas HaTorah, one Shabbos. There was a Yid sitting by the window. And he yelled out, Hatzilu, save. There's something going on. He started screaming, get to save. So they didn't know what was going on. Maybe he's having a medical episode called Hatzala, and they run over to the guy. What's the matter? And his face is white. He can't see. He's like speechless. He just points out the window. He's sitting by the window. He points out the window. And they see across in the Biyana Shtibel in Ramot Polin is Yeshivas Haran. The yeshiva called Yeshivas Haran. Yeshivas Haran is a tall building, 4, 5, 6 stories high. You can see the Jerusalem skyline from the roof of this yeshiva. And they look across the street and they see two little kids, 3-year-old, 4-year-old kids, with their feet dangling over the ledge, sitting on the roof. Sitting on the edge of the roof. So, obviously, everyone gets very nervous, very scared. What do you do? If you run outside to the street and start waving your hand and say, go back, these kids don't chap, they can chas v'shalom make the wrong move in the wrong direction. So everyone in shul just put the talisim over their head, started saying tehillim. They had no idea what to do. They got frozen, they had no idea what to do. There was one yid, I think it was Rav Meir. Rav Meir took off his talis, and he took off his bekesha, and he ran across the street, went into Yeshivas Haran, ran up the stairs, skipping 4 steps at a time. He got to the door that goes onto the roof. Before he went on the roof, he took off his shoes. Be very careful. You go up behind these kids. If you scare them, you startle them. Took off his shoes. He started tiptoeing slowly. When he got within close proximity to them, went down all fours. He was a meter behind them. Got the opportune time, and he jumped, and he grabbed them, and he pulled them in. And he saved their lives. Took them off the roof. He locked the door the way it should have been locked. They brought him back downstairs to their unsuspecting father, who was oblivious to the whole thing. Baruch Hashem was a happy ending, crisis averted. Crisis averted. In this maisa, there are 3 types of people in this maisa. You have the kids, the 2 little kids, that were completely oblivious to the sakana they were in. They had no clue that they were less than 1 inch from a tragedy, a terrible tragedy. Clueless, everything is geschmack, everything is fine, everything is wonderful. You had most of the chevra in that shul who were just frozen with fear, talus over the head, saying tehillim. Then you had Rav Meir. This Rav Meir was someone who was, as we say, calm, cool, and collected. He thought of a mahalach, how can I save them? He didn't get rattled. He had a clear, focused goal and mahalach how to get there. And he saved the day and he saved these children. So I think when it comes to these days, we also find 3 types of people. There are 3 types of people. You have those people who are oblivious. They don't know what's going on. They're going about their day, having a good time. They don't realize the danger they're in. Then you have those people. It could be most people, most from a Yidden, are a bit overwhelmed by what to do. I have to fix everything. They're paralyzed with fear. Where do I start, Pasha, with my brachos, my benching, my Talmud Torah, where do I start, Bechla? It's so overwhelming, I don't know where to start. put the talus over the head and just daven and don't think too much. And then you have those that are like this Rav Meir, who have a mahalach, they have a focus, they have a plan how to save the day. So I think as we're in the waning hours of Aseres Mitzvah or L'Zayin Tishrei, it's already mamish, towards the end. Many of us, Baruch Hashem, have been doing tshuva since Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's been a number of weeks already. We could always do more. And those of us who have it now, it's mamish getting down to the wire. Now we're getting down to the wire, the most important week of the year, arguably. This week is the most important week of the entire year. It sets everything in motion for the entire year, what happens now. So maybe to share with the Olam a very simple idea. At times like this, I'm not sure if we have to be fancy. A very simple idea of what to give us episode of focus. To if any one of us are in the group two, try to move us over to Rav Meir's group, to group three of a focus, something to strive for, a specific thing in you to work on. If someone were to give you two options of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu should judge you, two mahalchim, you get to choose the one that you think is best suits you. Option one is, take out your scorecard, mitzvahs and aveiros. Take it out, and Hashem will look at it and see what the person is roi for. You know, how's his davening been this year? Shmiras Hastarim, how's it been? Kibbut Aveim, Kibbut Ishtai, Kibbut Banim, maybe it's the hardest for some of us, Kibbut Banim. How's his mitzvah, how's his aveiros, how's his mitzvahs? That's option number one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge you the way that you are. That's Hashem will do it. Option number two, Hashem will be moichel everything. We'll just wash away all the aveiros and just go with the mishuris, and then you get a gevaldika decree. Which one would you choose? Option one or option two? It's obvious we'd all choose option two. It's a very simple mahalach. Now, obviously, you have to do tshuva. Nothing substitutes doing tshuva. But there's a very simple mahalach. It's a mefurash gemara in Rosh Hashanah. A very simple mahalach. How you can get, it's in our control to choose option two. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wash away everything. The Gemara says, Daf Yud Zayin Min Aleph, Rava Amar, Kol HaMavir Al Midoisav, whoever doesn't act, we'll say negatively when someone distresses him, he's Mavir Al Midoisav, this person was wrong, he did the wrong thing, but I'm not going to be makbid with him. Says Rava, Mavirin Loi, I'll call Pishav state in Gemara. If someone's Mavir Al Midoisav, Mavirin Loi, I'll call Pishav every single Avera. Mavirin Loi. That's it. It's wiped clean. Mavirin Loi, I'll call Pishav. Call Pishav state. If he's Mavir Al Midoisav, quotes the Pasuk, brings the Maisa. Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua was sick. He was deathly ill on his deathbed. Rav Papa came in to visit him. Rav Papa said, let's get his tachrichim ready. It's mamish at the end. It's not, it doesn't look like he's going to survive. And then he got better. Rav Yeshua got better. And Rav Papa was embarrassed to go. It's not a shmak. He told them to get in front of Rav Yeshua. He said, get the tachrichim. Some style you could do that. But and he got better. He was embarrassed to go back to Rav Yeshua. And he told him, no, you're taka right. What you said was correct. There was a gzar din on me that I should die. I deserved to die at that time. But then, in Bezn Shalmaya, they looked. The Bezn Shalmaya wanted to take me. And Kadosh Baruch Hu said, he's loy moikin b'milei. He's not makbid on what people do to him. He's not makbid with people. They wrong him. He doesn't get upset. He doesn't hold it against them. So we won't be makbid with him. He wasn't makbid with others. So we're not going to be makbid with him. And we all go through life, our daily, we'll call them annoyances. You know, someone can embarrass someone, can criticize, sharply criticize you. Maybe the person deserved it, maybe didn't deserve it. You hold the kid, it gets your clothing dirty. You've been trying to sleep, Erev Yom Tov, and you tell the kids, don't wake me up, I'm trying to get a nap. There's a knock on the door every 5 minutes. Many things can happen. A neighbor could, you can lend someone your car with a full tank of gas, and it comes back with a half a tank of gas. It's not nice. I gave you a full tank of gas, right? The person had the time. He was lazy. I had to once get my Odyssey up to New York when we had the gas shortage. There was a hurricane or something. We had a gas shortage. And I had to get the next day up to New York. Someone was taking him to New York. Someone borrowed my car, gave it back. 5 miles to empty. It worked out, Baruch Hashem. But these are opportunities for us to be Mavir Al Midoisav, Moichel Al Kol Peshav. not to be mocked, but it's not about right and wrong. It's not about right and wrong. If you want to go to Shabbatim Mavir on your cheshbon, on your scorecard, you must be Mavir on other people's scorecards as well. There was a young man that was back here for the summer up in Hollywood for 3-4 months. He had a deer in Eretz Yisrael. He went back for El, for El's month. And he had a friend who was moving back to America, and he was going to take his deer. So Reuven is going to take Shimon's deer. Shimon's moving back to America. Reuven's staying in Hollywood over the summer. So Reuven's going to go take over the deer, and Shimon's coming back. So he finished his lease in his current deer, Reuven, and he put his stuff in Shimon's deer already, all his furniture, his svarim. Gets a call from Shimon. We decided to stay. We're staying, so we're keeping the deer. So Reuven comes in to me and says, like, what am I going to do? You know, I'm gonna call him and tell him that it's Mam Sharishis. And so I understand. Baruch Shem Hashem is a healthy baby. Like, family's healthy. This is a gavald. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a matana. These people, this guy, the Shimon, is a shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you be zeuchah. You want your kid to vayt to be healthy. You want your mishpach to vayt to be. You're steiging and learning. You have so much bracha. The person's not going to give up the dira anyway. All you'll do is make him feel bad. Don't you want to HaKadosh Baruch Hu moichel al kol avonisov for all your avonis? Be moichel. Tell him, you know what? I just imagine how nervous this guy was to call Reuven to tell him that I'm taking the dira. Imagine how bad he felt. And Reuven says to him, you know, it's fine. Mom, it's basher. Don't worry about it. We're going to sort it out. A person is zoicha. There was a mice that went around a couple of years ago. There was a chas in Eretz Yisrael. Lag ba'omer tav shin pei. The other one remembers what was going on in the world in that time. Tav shin pei was a shver yor, a difficult year. And there was a chas in Eretz Yisrael. Now, there's different rules. Different places during COVID, we had one rule, set of rules here in the beginning and so far. And Eretz Yisrael is this different Lamayla Minatav over there. And this chasta was going on, Karagil, Mamish in the middle of the whole. All of a sudden, the police come into this chasna, Lag Ba'omer Tav Shin Pei. Police come into the chasna, and they shut it down. Mamish shut it down, yelling at people, you're breaking the law. They take the chasin, the kala, and the kala's father to jail. He got out of jail 4 o'clock in the morning. While we showing up 4 o'clock in the morning, got out of jail. Ruined the chasna. Mamish ruined the whole thing. And the kala is mamish crying for the next 2-3 months every single day. Mamish, imagine someone's chasna, someone's making a chasna, and the police going to jail. Geferlich. Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul Tov Shin Pei. A few months later, the father of the kala gets a call from a bacher. He says, I was the one who called the police. I was nervous. There's some such chavir, right? COVID brought this out. I was nervous. You know, I saw dancing and there was a mess. I got nervous. So, you know, he's nervous. So he calls the police and they came. But, you know, I feel really bad. I didn't intend what happened to happen. And I feel so bad. And please forgive me. The father was like, no way. Not, how can I forgive you? What you did. So my daughter cries every day. A half hour. She's crying. She's traumatized. Extra for life. How can I forgive you? He says, I learned this yeshiva in Yerushalayim. It's one of the better yeshivas. And he said, I'm one of the best bachrim. Before I made this phone call to the police, I was getting rid of 3 shiduchim a day, Pasha. My mother had to turn away everyone. Since I made that phone call, not one. No one knows I made the phone call. But since I made that call, not one. Not getting one shit. Not one call. I messed up. I understand. Please be my chavi. The bacher's crying and crying. It pierced the kala's father's heart. He says, call me back tomorrow. You can't just say I'm moichel you. So he says, sure, I'm moichel you. You can't say I'm moichel you. If you're not moichel a person, lav davka works. So he stayed up that night, his father, and he went through Shari Tshuva, Mesil Shasharim, Shari B'tachim Chavis Levavis, and he realized everything's about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Taka, this bacher can't do anything. A bacher can't close down a chasna. I can't call the police if they come. From Minashamayan, and the Baruch called back the next morning, and the father said, I'm Moichel you, it wasn't you. You did what you felt was right, that's fine, I have no tainas, all from Minashamayan, all from Hashem. Out's get, everything's fine. But you should know, Taira Bacher, that I'm not the only one you have to ask Mechila from. You have my son-in-law and you have my daughter. So you're right. So he calls the son-in-law, he calls the Chassan. Chassan says, no way, I can't be Moichel, you did it, it's our Rishus. Mamish trauma is suffering. We'll never get over this. He cries, and the shidduchim mice, the whole thing. No, fine. So he again pierces the heart of the chasin. So you know, I'm moichel you. It's been a shemayim. Mamish ben Torah. I'm moichel you. Gvaldik, two-thirds south. And now there's the Kala. The father goes to the Kala, his daughter, and tries to talk to her, and she's like, there's no way. She's bawling, crying. If he brings, whoever brings up this Maisa, you know, she's bawling. Your mom is traumatized. So the father is no atzlacha with the Kala. No atzlacha. Calling a chashev rav. And the rav comes in and tells, but the father tells the Kala, when you're Michael someone, when it's very, very difficult, when it's mamish hard, when you're so hurt, you're so traumatized, you're crying every single day for a half hour, but you're Michael the person, even though they were completely wrong, and they caused you so much tzaris, it's a bechina of a nes besoich nes, and it's a gewaldige zgula for tremendous mazel and brach in life. You have to know how to talk. It's true. So she worked on herself, and she was Michael. She was Michael as Bacher. So now he got 100% mechila from the father, from the kala, from the chasm. Erev Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Pei Aleph. A few weeks later, Chasen and Kala are traveling on the roads in Eretz Yisrael. Not always such the safest thing to do. And they got into a Geferlecha accident. The car flipped over 7 times. It's flat like a pancake. And Hatzalah came. They're looking for dead bodies, body parts, whatever. Looking for something. They see a young couple, Chasen and Kala, standing next to the accident. They say, who was in the car? We were in the car. You in the car, you barely had scratch. What happened was, as soon as the accident started, they got thrown out of the window. They landed in a way that they didn't get hurt. They went to the hospital, not a scratch. Nisim and Iflois. Not a scratch in this Geferlecha car accident. It was the schus of being Moichel, even though the Bacher was wrong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them a matana. There was a gzar din in Shemayim, that a few months after the chasna, it's over. The Shana Rishonei is going to end abruptly. That was the gzar din in Shemayim. The only way, or the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized to save them, was to have them go through this trauma, have the chasna shut down in a cruel way, go to jail for the first night of your marriage, to find out some bacher got nervous, some anxious bacher got nervous, and that's it, the whole thing. A chutzpah. And to be Michael him, save their lives, and their children's lives, and their grandchildren's lives. If a person is Michael others, even when they're wrong, and they're wrong, there's all these opportunities for chesed, opportunities for a person himself to be zeichen din. It's Gemara Shabbos, a similar idea. Kufnan Alfa Beis. The Gemara says, "Tanya Rabbi Gamliel, but Rabbi Oimer, v'nosn l'cha rachamim, I'll give you rachamim v'richamcha v'irbecha. Kol merachim ala brius. Whoever has rachmanis on other people." Merachmin olav min hashemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanis on him. We all want rachmanis. I'm not sure if everyone got the slichas on time this morning. Let's say you got there 5 minutes late, 10 minutes late, 20 minutes late. Let's say you walked in for brachas. How should HaKadosh Baruch Hu look at that? Should he have rachmanis? If a person Shemana Esrei was not with the most kavana, you want Hashem to have rachmanis on you, or Hashem should go with strict midas adin? We all want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go with rachmanis. So the equations in the Gemara. Kol merachim ala brius. If we have rachmanis on others, merachim olav min hashemayim. V'chol she'en merachim ala brius, ain't merachim olav min hashemayim. There's no rachmanis. You're 2 minutes late to slichas. The Kadosh Baruch Hu asks us to come to slichas 45 minutes early for 1 week. You come 2 minutes late. Midas hadin? Who wants midas hadin? If you're merachim ala brius, merachim min hashemayim. We had 2 nights ago in my shul, a mishulachas. Who was standing, it's always very awkward, right? She was standing like by the door. Mama's a Seris Yimei Tshuva. And after my riffs, everyone's walking by. Some people, maybe, walked by. Let's say that was you, and you saw him schlep. You're running out to your car to get back for dinner, whatever. Walked and didn't give anything. A Kadosh Baruch Hu was sending a matana to save, to pull one out of whatever Chas V'Shalom, Geferlecha, whatever it might be, in Tavshin Pei Dalet, 383 days. It's an Ubiyor. This Tkufa now, we're setting ourselves up for the next 383 days, 55 Shabbos. 383 days. There's a Mishulacha standing there. You give her $1. Give her $5. Give her $2. Merachim on the breeze. Merachim on all of Min HaShemayim. You're going to change the next 383 days to look for these opportunities. But sometimes it's very hard because people can be annoying, they can be difficult, they can cause me tzaris. How can we encourage ourselves to be merachem al habrius? How can we do it? I'll tell you what I do. When I was learning in the Kollel in Melbourne, there was a yid there. He's probably in his 30s. He was just actually nifter last year. Very severely mentally handicapped. Definitely was not all there. And he had his regimen. Every day he was in the Kollel. He'd pretend to learn. And he would like chop different people's like idiosyncrasies, and always I would write a lot, so he always showed me a pen. When I walked in, he showed me a pen. You know, it was just there. But he was very punklach. His mom was a yakashiyid. And he sat by the door. And if you walk in late, it was like this. So, okay, but it's Moishi did it. So like, I'm not going to get upset. If I walked in, Seder starts 9 o'clock, woken at 9, 10, 9, whatever's happening. So, okay, it's Moishi, it doesn't bother me. So let's say the Rish Kailos. He wouldn't do that. Let's say, the Chavah come in late here. Right? How could you tell me? Let's say the president of the Kailos. Melbourne made a president of the Kailos. Let's say he would, like this. Get so offended, so slighted, how could I do that? And run home to my wife. Everybody is a Moishi. Everybody has episode Moishi in them. When that employer said that thing to you that you didn't like, when that neighbor, whether it's bringing the car back with the full tank of gas, or said, did something you didn't like, it's a Rachmanis. It's a Moishi. The guy's a Moishi. Have rachmanis on them. Don't be upset. No one can touch your parnasa. Your employer can't take away your parnasa from you. It's min hashamayim. Your neighbor can't make your life a gehenim. Your guy sitting next to you in shul, who maybe davens a little too loud. Okay, he's davening for something. Have rachmanis. There was a yid in the shul I was involved with in Melbourne that, we said, the most dangerous time in shuls in the entire week is Shabbos afternoon, bein shal shudis l'mayrif. The koil is not negay, but with his in shuls, it could be a time that people talk and things go on. I always try to mitzamtzim mamish hurachim is like 60 seconds after we finish benching. So in the shul in Melbourne, there was a little bit of time. There was a chevra gathered around the bima, and they were talking and laughing. It's like loud laugh. Oh, you know. So the rabbi walks by, and he says, "It must have been a funny tosfos." But he said, like, he's close to the chevra, and he's telling them this is not how we act in the shul. And one of the balabatim, mamash yelled at him in front of the whole tzibur. Like, I forgot what he said. He said something that was really not nice. I was there, I heard it. Very out of character. Very out of character. The rabbi was very hurt. That one of his close balabatim would talk like that to him, b'chlal, in front of the tzibur, it's not geschmack. So I told the rabbi, I said, there's something going on. There's something going on with this person. There's the big three, usually it's the big three. The Shalom Bayis, Parnasa, Chinuch Habon. It's usually 9 out of 10 times one of those three. I guarantee you something is going on with this yid. It's out of character, it's Nishnamal. Don't be upset. Don't be angry at him. Rachmanis. Have Rachmanis. So he went over to the person, he spoke to him, and glad it was one of those three. There was something that was going on. When someone does something like that out of character, maybe it is in character. If the guy's stomach grouch all the time, it's a Rachmanis. It's a Rachmanis. So we don't get upset. It's a Moishi. The guy's a Moishi. He has his Zachin, his shtick. We have Rachmanis. Last Gemara, another Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin Mabez. Ton Rabbanan. Hadon Chaver Lekav Schus. If you give someone the benefit of the doubt, donen oisoi l'schus. Kadosh Baruch Hu danzi l'kav schus. I came late to slichus, didn't have kavana during davening, wasn't a rangenton in the Seder, didn't speak to the spouse, the kids the way I should have, wasn't mechabit the parents the way I should have. Hashem yidan mi l'kav schus. The plan is very simple. It's mefurusha gemaras. I'm not looking, and there's no chidushim, no chidushim. Gemaras. If a person wants mechil and din, chutzim tshuva, fashtetzik is tshuva, this vidu, that's the avodah, a seriously made tshuva. But a very powerful tool, number one, to get mechila, to wipe, the first Gemara is Mamash Apella, moichlin le'al kol avonaisiv, kol avonaisiv. One way to get mechila savonis is this mahalach of being madri al midoisav, being rachim al abriyas, and being dan l'kapslis. And the icing on the cake is that it makes your life better also. When a person walks around with grudges against people and tainas on people, it's a bitter person. But a person is besimcha, okay, fine, the person, he made a mistake, I also make mistakes. He did the wrong thing. There must be something going on in his life. There must be something going on. We're dan l'kav schus. Ma'avel midoseinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu taka, will wipe our slate clean from all averus. We should be zeichet to a gemar chasim etoiv, a good gebench deal.
In the virtual.